This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Jose Chavez. First name is Jose, J-O-S-E, last name is Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z. Date of birth, 10-23-1968. This letter is being written to Dr. Emiro Burbano. First name is Emiro, E-M-I-R-O, last name is Burbano, P-U-R-B-A-N-O. Address 2112 B McKee Road, M-C-K-E-E Road, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-258-5864. Fax number 408-272-5864. Dear Emiro, E-M-I-R-O, thank you for asking me to see this 53-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Jose has been having recurring hives since September of 2021, period. He has these hives are usually intermittent and there are some good days when hives do not come on, period. There is occasional lip angioedema, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, shortness of breath, throat tightness, wheezing or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. He's not taking any medications, and the hives usually do not last for more than a few hours, period. Clinically, he does not seem to have any obvious food allergies, and otherwise he is in decent health, period. There is no history of any asthma or allergic rhinitis, period. There is history of some reaction to black widow spider, but that perhaps has nothing to do with this recent episode of hives, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 53-year-old gentleman who had small hives all over on his face and trunk and extremities, period. There was mild facial angioedema, period. There has never been any angioedema of tongue or throat, period. He had mild dermatographism, period. I was able to look at the lab work which you had ordered, and there is nothing in the lab work that would point out to any obvious etiology of this particular problem, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Clinically, I don't believe he has any significant allergies, period, because of poor control with the Allegra. I recommended we increase his Allegra to 180 milligram four times a day and use a Benadryl up to 50 milligram for any hives, period. This treatment has been generally successful, but when I saw him on January 10th, he was still having some urticaria without any angioedema, period. His medications were at medications since 1-10-22 are: number one, Pepcid 20 milligram daily; number two, Singulair 10 milligram daily; number three, Allegra 180 milligram four tablets daily; number four, Benadryl 50 milligram up to twice daily for any persisting hives, period. He was supposed to come for a follow-up, but missed his appointment, period. hopefully he is doing well, period. Certainly, if there is no significant control with this regimen, then I would be recommending him for possible for other treatments like with the Xolair or other medications, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Jose Chavez.